Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, January the 4th, 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. We want to continue as kind of an intro, if you will, to the next series that we're talking about, replacing error with truth. Today, we want to talk about two words, space and position. That has to do with light and darkness. What is your position inside of this space or this reality? What is your light inside of this darkness? So today we're talking about the fact that you are light inside of this three-dimensional atmosphere that we call space, time, mass, or matter. So as such, we are talking about what is your light or your position. So when you understand that, that goes in line with what I'm going to be sharing in the next series that starts on Saturday, January 6th, and we're going to move the start time back a little bit. We'll probably kick it off at 1 or 2 p.m. instead of the 12 noon hour on Saturn's Day or Saturday, January the 6th. And the reason why we are doing this series is so that way you can understand how the truth will set or make you free. As long as you have a truth and not the truth, you're still encapsulated inside of this mass or matter. So in the Apocalypse of Adam, one of the ancient texts, the Apocalypse of Adam, states that after those days, the eternal knowledge of God or the eternal knowledge of the God of truth withdrew from me and your mother Eve. Since that time, we learned about death or dead or dying things like men. Meaning, everything that is learned is of death and is of dying. Meaning that the information that we have inside of this system is all about one thing, death and dying. So we don't want to be a part of this system or this learning. Exactly what the Bible says, friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Anybody that wishes to find his life must lose his life. So when we talk about that, that helps us to understand the importance of our space mastery. So those two words are the gist of the conversation of 2018, at least for me. And everybody that's a part of the life management system, it's all about the management of your light. Because your light is your life. Your light and your life is your position inside of this space or this mass or this matter. So again, what is your position inside of space? What is the difference between position and space? You need to have position mastery inside of space. You need to be or have light inside of this mass or this matter or this darkness. You are God among men. Now, that's a tough statement for most people to oscillate or to wrap their brain around, because we have not been taught that we are celestial men. We've been taught that we are terrestrial beings. As a terrestrial being, then we are just darkness inside of darkness. But we must understand what that means in everyday language, because the biggest problem that we have is that we have not been taught at least most of us, we have not been taught who we are. So we don't know, again, what the scripture calls us, which is spirit. So we are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. Now, the ancient text talks about that in the time when the celestial man tasted of the forbidden fruit, we fell from knowledge or gnosis. In the Gospel of Thomas, it talks about our position inside of this space. So when we talk about our position inside of this space, let's break this down so that way you can over and understand. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice has a position. Now, the word position for me has to do with the word diakonia or destiny or design. So everybody has a diakonia. Everybody has a destiny. Everybody has a design, which is the purpose of the program, which is why the diakonia reports. But the problem is most people don't understand their destiny or their design, so that's why we have destination addiction. We are always trying to go somewhere because we don't like our current location because we don't understand it. So since we don't understand it, we can't overstand it. We can't stand over it. We don't have space or position mastery. So the first thing is, what comes first, your position or space? Are you space or are you position? Now, the word Christ simply means, again, position. So you are a light. As a light, you are designed to shine or to illuminate a particular space. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. Let me say that again. You are light. Now, light does something. What does light do? Light illuminates space. That's you. You are light that's designed to illuminate space. You are a position inside of space. You're not space inside of a position. So the word position and the word space are two different things. Yet and still, most of us, again, a lot of people, again, this is what is called didactic. And so therefore, if you're not taught this didactically, then a lot of us, myself included, may not understand. So the word position has to do, again, with our place that we are occupying. It has to do with our condition. It has to do with our standing. The word position, now remember, you are a position. You don't have a position. Let me say that again. You are the position. So having the position and being the position are the same thing. It has to do with your status. Or it has to do with your condition. It has to do with your determined position. Now, the word position, again, is an interesting word because it has to do with your locale. It has to do with your spot, if you will. So everybody has a particular spot or a particular spark or a particular start or a particular star. Now, that simply means, again, if you really understand, this is the terms and the conditions or the contract. This is your superpositioning. This is your, again, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's just say this is how you are oscillating. Or this is how you are being. So this is the proper place that you should, again, operate. This is the arrangement or the disposition. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have a particular arrangement or disposition. That's number one. Number one, you have a position in a particular space. So now we've got to look at the space. So the reason why this is so important is if you don't understand that you are a God among men, so then you won't carry yourself as a God. You're going to carry yourself as a man. And the Bible says in the book of Psalms, that the angels, you are an angel, but you are going to die as a man. Now, again, the Bible says also that ye are gods, Psalms 82, verse 6, little g. Now, somebody told you that you are a man, a particular type of man, a you man. Man means being. Hue means color. That means that you were existing as color. You're not color, but you are existing as color because you've been trapped, as we will be sharing starting on January the 6th. And again, the cost of the series, if you sign up today, is $25. After today, it goes to $49. After it starts on Saturday, it goes to $99. And in this series, I'm going to share something with you that's very important, so that way it removes all doubt and it gives you dunamis power. Now, everything that I've shared is just, again, that I'm going to be sharing on Saturday is a regurgitation of what I've already shared. The only thing that's different about what I'm going to be sharing on Saturday is what I'm sharing today. I'm just going to give you more facts and more proof, and that gives you dunamis power. See, when you remove all doubt, it gives all power. Let me say that again. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. The amount of fear, doubt, and unbelief that you have, that reduces the amount of power that you have. Because remember, you are one. And I got to divide your oneness, or I got to pull or take away your oneness. Now, I don't know about you, but if you have 100% of something and you take away 10%, that leaves you with 90. That's still pretty good, but it's not 100. So in order to go up against the ruling dispositions, the darkness that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, the prince of palaces, rulers in darkness in high places, when you go up against them, you got to be 100%. So if you, again, when you go to court, that's a place where the field should be level. Now, I don't know about you, but if you go to a basketball court, if you go to a tennis court, if you go to any type of a playing field, the field is supposed to be level. But when you go to a courthouse, the field is not level. The judge is sitting higher than you. Don't believe me, go to court. You've been lied to, homie. Let me make sure you understand what has happened to you. Right now, you think that certain people are higher than you. The field is not level. You don't understand. Not you personally, but other people that you know. And those other people that you know, they gave away their position. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice have unknowingly done that because of the language that we speak. The language is the language of bent light. Notice the light is bent. Now, when I was in Japan, the way you greeted everybody was, you said, domo arigato, and you would bow. And the person that was a lower-ranking person would bow lower than the higher-ranking person. So when you bow, what you are doing is you are acknowledging or giving away your power to somebody who has more power. That's what the terms like Reverend Dr. Bishop and all of these words, those are terms of endearment. Those are terms that take power. Like when you say the word pastor, the person that you, it's a term of endearment. You are giving power to that person. It's called respect. So you got to put some respect on my name, homie, when you say it. What does that mean? That means that you have to respect me. What does that mean? That means you got to give me something. It's a reservation. It's a speck of your responsibility or your reservation or your power. So whenever, whoever you respect, you're putting respect on their name. You put in a speck or a spot on their name. That means that you are giving them a piece. That piece you're giving them is a piece that you might need. So many of us don't understand that we are light in space or mass. We have a position inside of space. We are God among men. But the problem is we don't know because we have not been taught. So we've been told that we are human. And the word human means monster, spiritual monster, sea monster. So as a monster, if you don't understand, then we don't understand because we have not been taught. That's the purpose of the Replacing Error with Truth starts on Saturday, January the 6th. Just simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. Cost is $25. That ends today. Now, why should you join? So that way you can understand what I'm saying. What are you saying, Doc? Well, I'm saying what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. The Gospel of Thomas says this. The Gospel of Thomas says, when you make the two into one, when you make the inner divine spark like the outer higher self, or when you make the high like the low, or when you make the male or divine spark like the female divine spark, when you make the two into one so that the male is not the male and the female is not the female, when you have eyes in your eyes, when you have a hand in your hand, when you have a foot in your foot, when you have an icon in your icon, then you will enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I don't know if you understood or if you understand what I just read from the Gospel of Thomas. That's what I'm going to be breaking down on Saturn's Day. So on Saturn's Day, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify that him that have eyes to see, see. And the scripture said, if you have ears to hear, hear. So you should have two ears, brother. You should have two eyes, sister. And those two must become one. The two seeds that are afar, Jesus is doing something there according to the book of Ephesians. According to the book of Ephesians, Jesus says he's making the two seeds that are far off into one seed, a new man. Now, that's probably contrary to your theology, I understand. But your position is inside of space. That's your position. What is your position? That's your diakonia. What is your diakonia? That's your destiny. What is your destiny? That's your design. What is your design? That was those four numbers I gave you that you may or may not understand. So if I understand those four numbers, those are fetters, those are chains. Each one represents an attribute or a characteristic of the Most High that has been loaned to you according to the Greek definition of the English word Christ. It means power that is loaned to you. So the big G loaned or gave a part of himself to you is called the Ahspark, or we call it the Holy Spirit, or the Ruach, or the Pneuma. That was given to you by the big G. That's your position. That's your design. And he gave it to you inside of space, which is this three-dimensional reality. So you are a piece or a spark of divine trapped inside of space, mass, matter, and time. And if you don't understand that, you won't rhyme. Now, let me make sure you understand the definition of the statement that I just made. Because most people are vibrating and oscillating, which you're not supposed to be doing, but you're vibrating and oscillating, but you're vibrating and oscillating on the wrong frequency. You must be still and know. Stillness comes from the unity or oneness. Everybody has destination addiction. Everybody is going somewhere. Nobody is at one mint or with. Nobody has atonement. Everybody has, again, bombardment. We've been bombarded by many distractions. And so the purpose of the life management system is helping you to manage where you are right now. But everybody's going somewhere. I don't know nobody that's at one with themselves. They got destination addiction. Everybody is going somewhere. You got a goal? You got a plan? Okay, you got destination addiction. What is my goal and what is my plan? To be present, to be here now. Because only the eternal now faith is. Where am I going? Nowhere. What am I doing? I'm right here. I'm not trying to go. I'm trying to grow. Father, touch the minds of your people. Everybody I know trying to go somewhere. They say, Brother Wood, I'm trying to go. Homie, you don't understand. I'm trying to go over there. I'm trying to go over chill. I want to be this. I want to be that. Nobody wants to grow. Everybody wants to go. And since we're not chunk, then we can't be chunk. So the purpose of the life management system is to get you out of the moke and the mire or the false. What is false, brother? You've been lied to. What have you been lied to? You've been lied to because you think, like me, that we should learn by repetition. Because we don't know. Because we have not been taught that repetition is reptilian. Repetition is reptilian. Repetition is reptilian. We don't understand that we are celestial. We think that we're terrestrial. But once I found out that I'm a celestial being, I'm not a terrestrial, which has to do with a star being. Now, once you wrap your brain around that, then you're able to do what the Bible says, because now you understand that this system that we're in, both paths lie within the self, not outside of the self. Right now, they're trying to get you to choose between two paths, good and evil. Thus, the lie. Both paths are dead. Now, in the Apocalypse of Adam, which is another ancient text we will be breaking down, in the Apocalypse of Adam, it says, after those days, the eternal knowledge of the God of truth withdrew from me and withdrew from your mother Eve. Since that time, we have learned about dead and dying things like men. That's you, my brother. That's you, my sister. The Ruach and the Numah is gone from Chill. It's not here, contrary to popular belief. So anything that you study and research and learn that's down Chill is a waste of your celestial time, which is the enemy's job, to keep you on the treadmill of life. Because L-I-V-E is E-V-I-L, Father, touch the minds of your people. So you tell me, well, brother, where you understand, brother, I'm saving the whales, homie. I'm hugging trees. E-V-I-L. Well, you don't understand, brother Will. I'm helping the homeless. I'm feeding the broke and the busted. E-V-I-L. Because that's not your job. That's somebody else's job. That's not your position inside of this space. Since you're in the wrong position, you're going to run the race, but you're going to stand before that. Like it says in the Helios Biblios, he said, Father, I heal the sick in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I did this, I did that in your name. He will say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. This ain't your world, homie. Because Jesus said, this is not my world. If it were so, I would call down a legion of angels, and they would take me off this cross. But Jesus willingly laid down his life because he knew that he wasn't from Chill. He was in this world, but he wasn't of this world. Neither are you. You're not mass. You're not matter. You're spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him and those that work for him must worship him, and they must worship him. I work for them in spirit and in truth. So in this time, you are a celestial man, but you have tasted of the forbidden fruit of this twofold diabolical demographics. And the word demographics is the word demon graphics. That's why you ever notice in marketing, they always talk about demographics, demographics. What are the demographics, brother, that you are going to be marketing to? The word demi is the word demo or diablos or demon. Graphics is the word that's found in Matthew 23 for the English word scribe and Pharisee. They use graphics. What is graphics? It's where we get the word grammar or grammatus. Our letters. Now, let me make sure you understand. I'm going to be breaking it down for you Saturday. Please join me Saturday. We'll probably kick it off at 1 p.m. Cost is $25. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. I would like anybody that's listening to me right now, if you're sitting at home, take out a piece of paper. On the back of that piece of paper, write the Alpha and the Omega. Please write those two letters down. Write down the letter A, and then write down the letter O, or put the letter A in your brain. Put the letter O in your brain. Those two letters are the whole world, the Aleph, Bet, or the Alpha and the Omega. If you look at the letter A, it is a pyramid. Look at the letter A, brothers. Look at the letter A, sister. Make sure you got a piece of paper and you write it out now. The letter A, then take out a dollar bill. I know you got a dollar bill. Look in your pocket. You got that big bank, Hank. Come on. Take out that money, Hank. So on the back of your dollar bill, you're going to see a capstone with the all-seeing eye. And you're going to see a pyramid, and the capstone is separated. You will see a line on the back of your dollar bill. It's a pyramid. And then you're going to see a space that's called a little pyramid above that. That's called a capstone. Now, look at the letter A. Put a line at the bottom of the letter at the letter A. If you write the letter A, which is an upside down V. Victory turned upside down. That's what we got down. Chill. We got victory, but it's upside down. Remember, according to the book of Isaiah, they take the truth and they turn it upside down. Who's they? Well, it describes who they were, homie. It's in Ephesians 6. Remember, we broke it down for you. So they take the truth and they turn it upside down, according to the book of Isaiah, I think it's 46. So we got the truth, but it's upside down. So we got the victory, but the victory is turned upside down, so we got an A. Now, if you notice, the letter A is an upside down V, which if you put a line at the bottom of the A, you got a pyramid. And notice the A, that line that's across, that is the separation between the 1% and the masses, that's you, the priests and the peasants. So the A is the indication of what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. A is an upside down V, which is victory turned upside down. And that line that makes the letter A, now remember, letters are fetters, fetters, F-E-T-T-E-R. A fetter is a chain that binds light and darkness, according to Jude 6. Now remember, there's only one chapter in Jude, so Jude chapter 1, verse 6. Please read it. Angels are bound. That's you. Now, I've said that you are a fallen angel. I've been saying it, but everybody, you know, they just lost their mind when I said that, because the word angel just means a messenger. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you got a message. So if you got a message, that makes you angelos, contrary to popular belief. But your message is chained in darkness, so you can't get it out. So you are the Alpha. Now, the word Alpha, again, is the letter A. And A is a pyramid that has a capstone on it. That's the Illuminati. That means sick light. That means bent light, human, bro. Because that's what they tell you you are, at least on this dimension. Now, you take the letter O, which, again, that stands for Omega, Alpha and Omega. Now, the Omega is an O. Now, once you draw on a, everybody take out a piece of paper and put the letter O, or put a circle or a kirka or a church. Now, a circle, once you pick up your pen, can you tell me where the line begins and where it ends at? You can't, because it's continuous. That's the swirl, or that's the whirl. That's the result of the word. Those two letters is this system, A and O. Now, that represents position and space. You put the A inside of the O. What do you got? You got the triangle of Solomon and the spinning circle. Those two, A and O, never do that. You just created a demonic portal. Don't believe me? Talk to any Luciferian or go to Google and look it up. Read the Lesser Keys of Solomon. Let me say this again. That is called a sigil. Is in my decision. Those two letters ain't letters. That is space trapped inside. That is a position, A, trapped inside of space, O. That's you. This is what makes you demonic. This is what makes you demographic. This is what makes you a dumbed down light being. You are light trapped inside of dirt. You are a light being trapped inside of a dirt suit. My job is to help you get out and return back to being light. You are a celestial being trapped inside of a terrestrial body. But the way they do it is through sigil magic. Now, I've done many shows on sigil magic. Back in the old days, they were called runic runes. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type in the word R-U-N-E and read. Now, on Saturn's day, I'm going to be breaking this down on Janus the 6th. Janus the 6th. Here's wisdom. Know the measure of the beast, which is the number of a man. 666. Now, Janus is a god. That's where we get the word January from. But that's not a study for another time. Time. You are in time. You are in space, and you are in mass, and you are in matter. Those are all Luciferian constructs, are concepts. Con means to swindle. Sep means seed. You are swindle seed. Somebody swindled your seed, homie. My job is just to show you you, and then show you how to exit the matrix or get out of this time that keeps you trapped in this mass that makes you think that you matter. Mind over matter, brother. If you don't mind, it don't matter. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statements, because, see, most people, they misunderstand what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand. So your God-given position is where they got you. Your God-given position is not you. Your God-given position is up yonder. But if I can get you to think that you're a man, then you will die like a man. That's what it says in the book of Psalms. You are a celestial being, but you're acting like a terrestrial being because you came out of the tomb, which is the womb. The terrestrial womb is a celestial tomb. We are gods, but we're going to die like men. Unless we wake the beep up quick, because you're running out of time. Now, you should not agree with any statement that I've made, and you should look this up for yourself, and or join me on Saturday so I can break it down a little further for you. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have an original position that you left. Now, you may not understand, but your higher self, your celestial self, the only way you can be on this prison planet is if you left your prior position, just like Lucifer. And then you got stuck down here like Chuck. And so the big G, again, sent his son to show you how to come home. Just like in The Wizard of Oz. Remember Dorothy? She had to click her heels 3 times to go back home. She had to follow the yellow brick road. And on the way to the yellow brick road, she encountered some distractions. Just like you. You were on the yellow brick road, honey. But you are encountering a lot of distractions. The three of us, fighting and effing. Oh, y'all got chasing that dollar. I know, dog. I spent 40 years. You chasing that poo nanny. Come on, man. Let's keep it real. I already know, Bob. I mean, I remember I didn't read about it in the book. I did it too. You had the Long Ranger. So everything that you thought, I already did. Probably 100 times more than you even thought about doing it. So let me be crystal clear. Because this is the secret of all secrets, as is talked about in the revelation of the mysteries of the hidden gospel. There is this book that we're going to be breaking down on Saturn's Day. And in this book it reads, it says this: "When I have heard these things, I, John, turned away from the temple, and I went off to a deserted mountain or to a deserted place. I was very unhappy, saying to myself, how was the Savior designated? How did his father send him into this world? Who is his father? What kind of realm will we go to? For although he told us, this realm is molded on the imperishable realm." In other words, earth is a copy of something else. Let me continue reading. "He didn't teach us about this matter. Then all of a sudden, while I was contemplating these things, behold, the heavens opened, and the whole creation shone with a light from above, and the world quaked, and I was very afraid, and I heard a voice said, behold, and a little child appeared before me in the light. I continued looking at him as he became an old man. And then he changed again, becoming like a young man. I did not understand what I was seeing." Now, this is John talking about a vision that he's seen. "And the one likeness had several forms of light." He said again, "The one has several forms of light." Let me say it again. "The one shine one white light. You get seven lights. We call them colors. Hue, man. Bent, light, man. That's you. And the one like this was shown into several forms of light. And these likenesses, seven of them, appeared each through the other. And the vision had three forms. seven lights in three forms: spirit, soul, body. Seven lights, seven chakras, three forms. Let me continue reading. Reading from, again, the Apocryphon of John. Now, this is the vision John is having. And he said to me, John, why dost thou doubt? Why be afraid? Don't you know this image? Be not afraid. I am with you always. I am the Father, the Mother, the Son. I am the incorruptible purity. I have come to teach you about what is, about what was, and about what will be, in order for you to understand the invisible world and the world that is visible, and the immovable race of perfect humanity. The immovable race of perfect humanity. The immovable, immovable, can be moved. Immovable, immovable, perfect humanity. Raise your head. Understand my lessons. Share them with others who have received the Spirit. We are from the immovable race of perfect humanity. This is Yahushua talking to John. Now, I'm going to tell you what Yahushua told John. It's the same thing I've been telling people for 20 freaking years. It is my prayer that you join me on Saturn's Day, Janus the 6th. Again, the cost is $25. Just go to the website, masterteacher30.com at gmail.com. Oh, that's the email. Website, same, masterteacher30.com. Click on the link that says donation. $25 after the day, it goes to $49. What I'm going to be sharing in this series? Same thing that the big G, Yahushua, shared with John. What did he share with John? Let me continue reading. The one rules all. Nothing has authority over it. It is God. It is the Father of everything, the Holy One, the Invisible One, over everything. It is uncontaminated. It is uncontained. It is pure light. No eye can bear to look upon it. The one is the invisible spirit. It is not right to think of it as God or like God light. It is more than God. Nothing is above it. Nothing rules over it. Come on, man. We're talking about the big G, homie. Not no dumbed down version of it. Now, we're already out of time. But when I start reading this stuff, as you can tell, I get a little excited. Because it talks about the primary structure of what I've been saying, and it mentions the thrice holy. And then it breaks down, again, Barbello, which I've been saying for 20 years, some call Sophia, the feminine expression. And the Pleroma, which is what I've been saying, the big G. And in this book, we're going to break down what that means to you and me. Because we are, again, an emission of the big G. But somebody lied to you and told you that you were a pole creator. Therefore, you act like a pole creator. But I'm going to tell you, homie, you ain't no pole creator. You made in the image and the likeness of the big G. You are immutable, meaning that nothing can shake you. So I don't give a beep what demon, what devil shows up in your life. Anything that they can put on you, the big G can take off you, as I've been saying and will continue to say. So, brothers and sisters, it is with great honor and with great privilege that I ask you to join me about down this fantastic journey as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the truth, not a version, the original. This will remove all fear, all doubt, and all unbelief. Everything that I've said before will remove all fear, all doubt, and all unbelief, if you can understand it. But the concern is most people can't understand it. Well, Brother Will, why? It's because the state of your spirit, my brothers and sisters, has been infiltrated with knowledge, which is dead. So we got a dead book written by dead men for dead people. If you want to find the living God, you have to go look at living things. So I serve the living God, not the dead one. And it's very important that you understand, because the difference between the two, one is about knowledge, the other one is about life. Life or knowledge. Now, that knowledge contains two types, good and evil. That's option A, option B. I chose option C. Because remember, there was another tree in the garden besides the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I recommend that you eat from that tree because everybody else is just eating from the other one. Not everybody, but a lot of people. So join me again this Saturday as we replace error with the truth, not a version of it, that is going to help you to operate in the power, again, that's not of this world. Because friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you joining me Saturday. Again, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. The cost today, I think today is the last day. After today, it goes up to $49. Again, to join me. Everybody, that's anybody, should be on this call Saturday. Again, if you don't want to get it from me, you can get it, go straight to the throne room, just like I did, and the big G will show it to you, same way he showed it to me. God is not a respecter of persons. But this whole seeking of knowledge is an indefinite search of divisions with inside of divisions. It is only the true seeker of truth that focuses on the inward witness or the kingdom of God that is within. I'm a truth seeker, not a knowledge seeker. There is a difference. Love you, appreciate you, my brothers and sisters. We'll see you at the top. God bless you.